And the dig, it continues in downtown St. John's. The infrastructure repairs may be necessary, but they're certainly causing delays and inconvenience for many shoppers. That's translating into slower than usual business for many establishments in the direct line of the roadblocks. Kelly Mansell is co-owner of Racket Bakery, joins me live in studio. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Patty.
How's the construction affecting the business?
Well, we're down about a third. And that is pretty significant for us. We made some plans to, because we knew this was coming. So we opened Baby Rocket at Churchill Square, and we also targeted our catering department and really knew we if people couldn't come to us, we'd have to take our food out to them. So we really have been working hard on developing our catering business and the wedding business too. We decided to really go after that. So those are, you know, the three things that we did to mitigate what we knew was coming, but it's more severe than we thought it would be. So, we're dealing with more than we'd bargain for.
And you're one of the more popular shops downtown, so are you hearing similar stories or even more grave stories from other business owners?
Well, pretty much similar stories. People are down. I was talking to Brenda from Yellow Belly and O'Reilly's, and she's down for sure. She was affected last year as well, and she's saying, you know, most people are. I was talking to the knitting, you know, company Nonia, mm-hmm. and Down Home, and you know, a bunch of other stores along that when I knew I was coming on, just to find out how everyone else is doing. And everyone's down. The biggest impact is that we're not able to hire as many people as we usually do. This is when the students are, if they've been working part-time for you during the winter, they want to come on full-time now. And it's hard to give those hours to the folks that need them right now for their summer jobs, you know?
The downtown business community is exactly that. It's a little community.
That's right.
It's unique compared to the other shopping and retail areas in the province. Do you find that the respective business owners are going out of their way to support each other during this stretch?
Yeah, and actually, I would say that's one of the silver linings, is that we're getting to know each other even better. Mm-hmm. But, for example, Gail at Next Clothing across the street from us had her sale a couple of weeks ago. We really heavily promoted that because we knew that if we could get more people through our social media to come down to see her, maybe they'd come across and buy a coffee or a cookie from us, you know, because we have a little campaign going. Every cookie counts. So, mm-hmm. And that's true for everyone, you know, whether it's a beer at Yellow Belly's or something great to eat at Merchant. Or buying a sweater from Nonia, like every single thing counts right now. So anyway, we helped Gail, and my buddy Anita at Posey Row is going to start selling Rocket cookies because of the cookie campaign. And we're working with O'Brien's Music. We're putting on a youth open mic every Sunday from 3 to 5 at Rocket, and O'Brien's is hosting that. So we're working together. We're coming up with things that we think people will be interested in, and yeah, it is a little community.
It's a necessity at this time when you're trying to get through these things. How do you think the city has done here insofar as preparing, whether it be the shoppers that are out there? I think maybe sometimes, I don't mean to preach, but I think people are overreacting to what's going on downtown. It's still fairly manageable if you want to go shop. So what do you think of the job the city's done?
Well, I feel that compared to last year, it's going a lot better. We're able to, you know, you're able to see the shops and get across the street more easily. I think we could do a better job of letting people outside the downtown know that downtown is open, like with signage on, you know, a couple of the major feeder streets. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going according to plan. We knew it had to be done. It's going to be great when it is done. But it is going to be a few years before the whole thing's queued up. So,
and it's hard to recover some of these losses. Now, your shop is in pretty good shape, and you just described some of the partnerships you forged with your fellow downtown business owners. We've seen some stories, though, of businesses just teetering and far too many of them closing.
Right.
Do you think we're going to see a drop-off in the number of businesses that are able to endure the summer?
Yes, I anticipate that we may see some closures. I mean, Rocket, we have 60 employees, and that's a big payroll. And I'm not saying we're teetering, but we are. It's pretty desperate times, so we really are appealing to our community to come down. And like I said, you know, every cookie counts, every coffee counts. And we just are hoping that the community that we are used to seeing that we've had over the last 8 years since we opened will come down and support us during this next 6 to 8 weeks that we, you know, when we really need it.
And there's lots of parking. Go
there's
to
lots
parking
of parking. Yeah, you can get up there, park on Duckworth and walk down. Right. It's there's lots of parking, actually.
Go get yourself a cookie. Either Baby Rocket in Churchill Square, which is doing really well. It's a nice little shop. And, of course, Rocket Bakery right there on Water Street. It's good to see you, Kelly. Good luck.
Thanks, Patty.
Kelly Mansell is the co-owner of Rocket Bakery.